DatingWomenRadioShow.com excerpt, May 6, 2015. If she's got a lot of issues going on that she tells you about early, then what you should do is run. Want more? Take the free trial to the Doc Love Club. Members get access to over 90 hours of audio and articles just for them. DocLoveClub.com. Enjoy the excerpt.
I don't know if these are red flags or not, but she smokes marijuana. And
how often does she do it? Once a night for a half hour, or she ever do it every day?
No, it's not that big of a deal if she smokes weed.
I wouldn't want my wife to smoke weed. It depends how much she does it. Does she do it on Christmas, or does she do it for breakfast?
She doesn't seem like she asked me if she I wanted to smoke right before. I told her I couldn't because of my job. But and the other red flag, potential red flag, is she said that she got pulled over without a driver's license and she has to go to court in August. Is that really a big deal?
We got problems now. She's breaking the law.
Yeah.
She's in California.
Yeah.
You should have said, is it medical marijuana? You got a bad back or something? She says, oh, no, I just do it for fun. You didn't play the cop and ask her. You should have given her the benefit of the doubt and say, oh, you get medical marijuana. That's what you should have said.
Okay, so if she uses marijuana other than for medical reasons, a red flag?
Yeah, it depends on my... Another thing, too, why is she... She shouldn't be telling you about this right now. And then she tells you she has problems not with the cops and the car and not having a license.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
That's the part that bugs me, not the marijuana as much as this thing. Okay, let's put it this way. I want you with a self-reliant woman. Does that sound like a self-reliant woman?
I'm sorry, say that question again.
She's not a self-reliant woman.
Oh, you think so?
I got a car. I got car insurance. You got a car. You got car insurance. And she's got to go to court. I don't want to date a girl who goes to court.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not wife material. It's not wife material.
Yeah. I'd
forget this girl.
I'm sorry, what?
I'd forget this girl.
For real?
Yeah.
It's hard though, man, because she was so funny. I never had a girl that made me laugh as much as she did, and everything else she aced. Like, she always touched me. She let me open the door.
I don't like this going to court thing, man. What else?
Okay. It was just one last thing. So you said don't let her date Friday, Saturdays, only Sunday through Thursday, right?
Yeah.
All right. I can't remember right now. I know you guys got limited time, but thanks a lot for taking my call.
You got it.
All right, bye.
Doc, I got a few follow-ups for that call. The first one is this. I think a woman that lays all out of all her problems there, she's either not all there, but I think more importantly, she doesn't respect the guy. Because, I mean, any woman that really likes a guy is not going to sit there and, hey, I do this. I smoke marijuana. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to court. It's like she doesn't even care. You know, she doesn't even care enough. Maybe she doesn't even respect herself.
Yeah. Yeah. The court thing is the thing that blows it for me.
And, another thing I look at, too, is that, you know, and I'm not making a moral judgment here. And guys that listen to this show, no, we're not into the moral or the religion or any of that stuff. We're common sense for guys as they navigate the waters of dating. But here's the deal. The marijuana thing, it's illegal in a lot of states.
And again,
I'm not making it. I'm not making a judgment on it here. I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong or indifferent or anything. But you have to look at that. Like if you're looking at a career, and you're a guy, you're an upwardly mobile guy, and you're in a state, and you're with a woman, and it's illegal, and you're caught in the car, and you're painted with that brush. That's stuff you have to think about.
Yeah, you do. You do. Unless you go to Washington or Colorado, then it's different.
Right.
But not in California, this guy said. Yeah, you're right. But that thing bothers me, but not like this court thing. She's dealing with the law now.
Yeah, well,
maybe she had too many drinks, and then she calls you at 2 in the morning to come down to the court and get her out of jail. because she got pulled over on when the cop smelled marijuana in the car, and she didn't have car insurance. Yeah, this girl's a can of worms. The thing I don't understand, this woman did, why bare your soul on the first meeting with all these negatives? In a sense, it's good. She's open, you know. But you don't talk about dope, and you don't talk about going to court. No one's perfect. No one in their background. But let's talk about positive things, not you know, sharing all these negative experiences and how I'm out of control in my life, you know.
Like I said, I see it's a lack of respect and interest level, and maybe it's a lack of respect and interest level in herself. But to
lay all
that out.
Yeah, well, see, you don't like her for one reason. I don't like her for another, but both of us don't like her.